Is France serious then about this veto?
Yes, Anna, there's a lot of symbolism in that visit happening today, just a few days before European leaders get to Brussels for a summit. Now, what I would say, Anna, is, of course, we know that the French could veto this, but any country in Europe could do the same. We know that this deal is going to take EU27 unanimity. So if you look at this comments in context, and they go back to yesterday, Barnier briefing EU27 ambassadors, it really is more than a threat. It's a reminder that European capitals do feel like we've entered the endgame here, that whatever happens is going to happen in the next few days, and they want to stay in the loop. They really want to know what is happening in those technical talks between the UK and the European Union. But it's also a reminder that ultimately, Anna, this is a political deal. It will come down to the European leaders. It will come down to a political agreement. The technical details, we know 95%, we're almost there. This is done. It's really the political momentum and the political push, and this will come down to European leaders. And of course, Macron has been tough and has been a hardliner on the fish. He needs something that he can sell back home and doesn't look too much of a concession. I would also stress it's not just the French. By the way, we understand that the Belgians were very much on that same page, and the Dutch too, of course, and common. They all have that they are coastal states with the United Kingdom, so that is no surprise on that front.